Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. I don't know how many of you have taken any sort of music lessons, either with voice or with an instrument. It has been a while since I took piano lessons, but I have taught a few students in my time, and I've noticed a pattern. When learning piano, and I assume any instrument or even any sport, the student hits a series of plateaus and outright barriers. At the beginning, there are a lot of easy victories. The music is simple, the keys on the piano make sense, and it's a matter of making the right finger do the right thing at the right time. But eventually, the lessons begin to get harder. In order to avoid playing the happy clown with the right hand alone for the rest of one's life, new challenges have to be met. Two hands have to play different things at the same time. Fingers have to cross over and under one another. The hands have to make big leaps from low to high keys and vice versa. It becomes really hard. Unfortunately, that's usually when the tears, self-doubt, and the temptation to give up begin to sneak in. Because it's suddenly hard, success seems unachievable. Because success seems unachievable, practice becomes something to avoid rather than embrace. And once that happens, it's only a matter of time before the lessons stop and people believe that they can't play. The most challenging part of it all is that no matter how well a person plays, there will always be a similar pattern. With each level of success or accomplishment, there's always another mountain up ahead. The successful musician realizes that to conquer any mountain, two things are needed: disciplined practice and faith. Today's scripture passage is the introduction to Paul's letter to the church in Rome. It is dense theology. This letter seems to be the culmination of Paul's theological thought. He has spent years thinking, praying, studying, and reflecting, all to refine his theology. The book of Romans is the result. And Paul does something at the beginning of Romans that he does in most of his letters to the churches. He begins with an introduction that lets the readers know what he's about to talk about and provides an overview of his central message. There is usually a theme verse, and I believe that in today's scripture, verse 17 is the theme. For in it, meaning the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. What does this mean? Well, even scholars can't quite figure it out, so you shouldn't expect me to give the definitive answer. But there may be, oddly enough, a clue found in piano lessons. I said that to conquer challenges, the student needs faith. I mean that the student must find faith in himself or herself. To have any hope of being able to handle harder things, the student must remember that at one time their current level of ability was hard, but they got it. That sort of faith in themselves will help them when more challenging things come their way. In Romans, Paul uses the example of Abraham achieving righteousness by faith. God told Abraham to go. And Abraham had faith enough to pack up the family and go to a strange land. Through the course of his life, Abraham saw the way God blessed, protected, and guided him. Those smaller rewards through his faith in God gave him the ability to have further and greater faith in God, even when God made seemingly outlandish promises. Small building blocks of faith, stacked upon each other, led to greater assurance of God's faithfulness to Abraham and strengthened Abraham's faith in God. His capacity for faith was increased through faith. Abraham wasn't asked by God to understand the entire messianic promise, nor was he asked to fathom the mysteries of Christology, atonement theories of salvation, or the hows and whys of the promise to make of him a great nation. He was simply asked to believe as much as he could and was considered righteous, or in Paul's language, justified for doing so. The same is true for us. Faith builds on faith. Greater faith comes through the assurances of smaller faith. There may be times when our faith is strong, our assurance of God's presence is strong, but there will probably be times when that faith isn't as solid as we would like. That was certainly the case with John Wesley. He knew something in his faith was lacking, but he had faith in God and in God's grace and guidance. That small kernel of faith kept him going until the moment when his heart was strangely warmed and he had a sudden zenith of faith. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to be completely free from doubt. All we need is the faith that we have and allow that to be the foundation for even greater faith. Let us pray. Gracious God, through your Spirit, call to mind the times you have rewarded our faith in you. Use those memories to guide us into deeper and richer faith. Allow our hard times to be stepping stones to greater heights of faith. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.